And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Bill Hockapel, who is a professor in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about the annual School of Music Christmas Concert. Dr. Hockapel is also the director of the Wind Ensemble, which will be performing for the Christmas concert. And so you all, you used to have separate Christmas concerts. I think the Wind Ensemble had its own concert at one point for Christmas, and now you all have put it into this great, wonderful, joyous Christmas concert featuring several groups.
That's right. When Professor Plummer came to the School of Music last year, it seemed like he was open to new ideas and seeing if he could combine with the orchestra and combine with the Wind Ensemble. And so we started out in that direction last year, and we had a wonderful crowd of standing room only, which means about 800 people at last year's event, and we're hoping for the same thing this year.
Well, that's pretty amazing because Auchel Hall is a large venue, 800 seats. It has beautiful sound throughout the hall, but to pack the place is wonderful, and it says a lot about the quality of music that the School of Music puts out, and people expect that and know that they'll hear it when they come to your Christmas concert.
That's right.
So you've got these three groups, the choir, the orchestra, the wind ensemble. That must have been an interesting effort to choose the literature for the concert.
Yes, and we do as much as possible together, but all of the groups were so very involved with their own projects this year. There are some times when we are singing with voices and instruments, but there's also times for the instruments to be alone and for the voices to be alone. And in fact, that means the orchestra and the wind ensemble have some independent numbers, and the chorale and the university chamber singers will have some independent numbers. So it will seem like very different things happening throughout the evening.
Well, let's start off with the program. It begins with orchestra and the choir, and then proceeds through with some interesting combinations. So maybe we can just start off in the program and let people know what they'll be hearing on Friday.
Right. Professor Blaney with the orchestra will be opening the concert with some of the favorite selections from the Nutcracker Ballet, so that Tchaikovsky music, which has become so much a part of Christmas. You'll hear some of the very familiar melodies there, the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Chinese Dance and the Dance of the Reed Pipes, just to name a few. And then to change things up, there'll be an a cappella number by the chorale, a wonderful version of Silent Night in the original German settings, and but with modern harmonies. So we'll go from some of the old to the new. We have things that the choir is doing that go all the way back to the medieval and Renaissance periods, and some Mendelssohn from the classical and romantic. Then that first half will wind up with a favorite for everyone, a Christmas festival, and I understand that the voices are going to join with the orchestra on that.
And I know that Professor Plummer is very interested. You mentioned the medieval and Renaissance music. He's very interested in that early music, that literature. And so it's really nice to have some of these beautiful old carols that will be performed during the Christmas concert.
That's right. And we get to do one with him on the second half also, which, as you say, points to his different interests, because we'll begin in the second half with a rather modern fanfare for Christmas by a living composer, Ron Nelson, where the brass and the voices will combine. But then a little bit later on is another work from the Renaissance, and we're doing what we believe often happened in medieval and Renaissance vocal music, where instruments would be joined in. So we're putting together several consorts, little groups of four and six instruments that can double with this ancient Latin text. But I think one of the most special moments in the concert may be when the wind ensemble surrounds the audience for a wonderful chorale, O Magnum Mysterium, which sounds ancient and is based on ancient texts, but was written just a few years ago. And in this arrangement with the winds on all sides of the audience, it sort of sounds like you're in the middle of a pipe organ chamber, as the center pipe in that great wash of sound which will come from all sides.
And that will be the wind ensemble.
That's right.
Yeah. Then I guess we just kind of skipped over the intermission, but even at intermission you're going to be having music as well. There will be a group in the lobby of Angel Hall.
That's right. And we started that tradition last year when I believe Professor Troy Breaux's percussion ensemble did some Latin music, and actually I think it was perhaps the steel band did some work on their steel drums, which made it sound Caribbean. And I didn't know what was going to happen that year, and I'm still not too sure what it's going to be this year because we throw out the invitation. And I understand that it's a barbershop quartet called Relative Pitch, but I haven't heard them or met them. I don't know whether it's faculty members or students or both, but I'll bet it will be entertaining.
Well, it means there's no break in the music.
That's right. And that's our goal here, is to try mm-hmm. to do a collage where when we can finish one thing on stage, something else will happen from the side or surrounding the audience, and then something up front and then something in the back, and keep things rolling, and that way give you nonstop music for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And I think people can see from the pieces that you've described what a varied program it is, but yet all with that wonderful spirit of the season, whether it's more traditional carols or some of these beautiful new pieces that have been composed that have almost a medieval, very spiritual sound, as you described, the O Magnum Mysterium.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And in both halves, I see a sort of progression from serious music to lighter. In the first half, with orchestra and voices, we have so many of the classical composers in the beginning, but then ending with Leroy Anderson and his very popular Christmas festival. I don't think you can go a day of shopping without hearing that somewhere, but you'll get to hear it in its classical orchestral version. Now, in the second half, we have a similar progression, starting with classical music, but as we get further along, the chamber singers are going to do a very special arrangement of Jingle Bells. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and then even Deck the Halls, but not in the usual 4/4 time, but in 7/8, which makes it seem off balance and very syncopated. The 12 Days of Christmas that the Wind Ensemble will do sounds like something written for Radio City Music Hall. And we're going to end with a sing-along. Rather than ending too serious this year, it'll be We Wish You a Merry Christmas and several other things that were written for the Dallas Winds and has become a tradition in the Dallas area now every year.
Well, if you all fill up Angel Hall, those over 800 voices joining in with the Christmas sing-along will be a mighty thing.
Yeah, you can drown out the instrumentalists. We've got the words in the program for you. So, in fact, if they don't sing it loud enough, we'll probably make them do it a second time.
Well, I know we're very pleased that the chamber singers will be coming into the KRVS studios to record some music, and we're actually going to use that during our Christmas selection. So we're very excited to hear what they'll be doing.
Well, that's great.
Now, you know, I've been announcing quite a number of concerts happening in the School of Music over the past couple weeks, and you all have been extremely busy. I know that the Wind Ensemble has been performing. The Opera Theater just had this amazing program before Thanksgiving. The orchestra helped out with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys
right.
in Angel Hall. So you all have been extremely busy, both the large ensembles, the wind ensemble, the orchestra, the larger choral groups, as well as the individual performers, because they've been giving their senior recitals at the end of the semester. So it feels like it's nonstop in the School of Music at the end of a semester. And here you all are putting on a Christmas concert in the midst of all of those other activities. And that's an amazing gift to the community.
Well, and that's exactly what we want to do. And we really could only do it if we could each just do a few numbers. So coming together makes that work. Collaboration really pays off for us here. It's still, there's still plenty of nuts and bolts to put together. But with these three groups, we didn't have to burden any one very much at all.
And one of the things I always like to stress, because sometimes when people are hearing that this is a concert with students performing, they may not expect they may not expect the professional quality that you all give during all of your concerts. You are teaching these kids to be professionals, whether they're in performance, whether they're going to be teaching others, whatever their field is. These kids are becoming professionals, and many of them are graduating this semester, and you all have been working them very hard for 4 years. And every time I hear a concert, it's like a blind wine tasting or something. You really can't tell that these are not people out working in the field. You all are so organized and so structured, and it just sounds amazing.
Well, that's what we aim to do. We're training them to be professionals, and we hope that we get them there. And it's good to hear you say that.
Well, it strikes me every time I hear a concert, and I hope, I encourage people to attend the concert. It will be this Thursday, December 5th. I know in your program it had Friday.
Yeah, I was confused when I saw that because I believe it's December 5th, and I believe that'll fall on a Thursday.
That's right. So Thursday, December 5th. And of course, you can always keep the School of Music website bookmark, which has a calendar on it,
that's
a revolving calendar, so you can always see what's going on in the School of Music. And there is so much happening that it's really a good idea to keep that bookmarked and know what concerts are coming up. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Bill Hockepel, who is a professor in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. He directs the Wind Ensemble. He's here talking about their annual Christmas concert, which will take place this Thursday, December 5th in Angel Hall in the auditorium. And you should probably, can you get tickets ahead of time, or is it a free concert?
It's a free concert, okay. And that's what we want to do, to give back to the community and to associated students and to the campus, which supports us throughout the year. So this is a little Christmas present that we can do with what we do best, a musical gift, a musical offering. So it's free and open to all students, to faculty, to the whole town, and a good one to bring families to. We fully expect that there'll be small children when we have a Halloween or a Christmas concert.
Well, you welcome them, I know. And I know you also welcome especially high school students who are considering whether they're going to be in music or participate in music when they're in college, to come and see what you all do here at the university.
Absolutely. And in this one concert, you can hear more than half of what we do, because we've got all these different vocal and instrumental groups on the stage on the same evening. So it's a great chance to know what we have to offer.
And it's beautiful music and fun music and just a great evening. It's free. It's this Thursday in Angel Hall, the annual School of Music Christmas concert at UL Lafayette, 7:30. But if it is going to be packed as it was last year, you may want to get there a little early to get a seat.
I would suggest that, because we're now being told that they're not going to allow standing room only, and that we have to just fill those chairs. And maybe that's a good thing, because if we're going to surround the audience, we have to have a place to stand also. So
that's
get
true.
There early and get yourself a good seat.
All right. Well, show up. The concert does start at 7:30 this Thursday, so get there maybe between 6:30 and 7 o'clock and be sure that you get a good seat.
I'll bet you 7 would do it, but be in a seat by 7:15.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate you coming by, and we look forward to the concert on Thursday.
Thank you very much.